The Zman for Sfirat HaOmer is when it gets dark at night, and the Rama in Siman Taf Pei Tet Se'if Dalet says that once this time arrives, then you're not allowed to sit down and eat a meal until you've counted the Omer. And even if you forgot and sat down to a meal and suddenly realised, oh, it's dark outside, I need to count Sfira, then you have to interrupt your meal and count the Omer. However, if you started eating before it got dark, before the Zman arrived, so then you don't have to interrupt your meal, and just you need to make sure when you finish eating that you remember to count the Omer. The Mishnah Brura makes a number of pertinent observations about this halacha. His first is that it's not limited to eating, but it applies to other melachot as well, particularly things that you can get distracted by, and there's a concern that you might forget to count the Omer. You're not allowed to start doing any of these things once the Zman has arrived. The second observation he makes is that in actual fact there's a machloket achronim about this din, whether or not you have to interrupt your meal to count the Omer if you started eating before counting, because according to most poskim, Sfirat HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is a din de Rabbanan, and therefore for a din de Rabbanan you don't actually have to stop and interrupt. But nevertheless, seeing as it's an easy mitzvah to fulfill, and there are those who say that it's d'oraita, so therefore his recommendation is that we do follow this ruling of the Rama and interrupt if we have started eating before counting the Omer. And the third important observation that he makes is that following the rules that we have in other cases where you're not allowed to start doing something once the Zman has arrived, we actually say that you're not allowed to start doing something, eating a meal or doing a malacha, within half an hour of the Zman. This is a rule that we have with regard to Kriyat Shema, rule that we have with regard to lighting Ner Chanukah, doing Bedikat Chametz, etc., etc. So already from half an hour before at Seit HaKochavim, you're not allowed to sit down to have a meal. But he says in this instance, with the if you start within half an hour, so then you can rely on the fact that somebody's going to come knocking at your door, reminding you to come to Shul Tadav and Maariv, or something of that nature. A shomer, somebody who's going to remind you that you've got to count Sfira, that you can rely on within the half hour. But once the Zman has arrived, you can't rely on such things. So this is very pertinent halacha. For example, on a summer Friday night, you get home from shul in the summer, it's still daytime, it's not not yet dark, but maybe it's half an hour, so 25 minutes till Seit HaKochavim, but you want to, it's already quite late, it's already quarter past, half past eight in the evening, and you want to sit down and have Friday night dinner. Your family wants to sit down, your children perhaps are getting a little bit irritable, but you've got to wait this half hour before you count Sfira, and indeed say Kriyat Shema. So the Mishnah Brura in some ratio Samach Zion actually says, as far as Kriyat Shema is concerned, yes, it is correct to wait and not start the meal until the Zman arrives. But if there are pressing reasons, then one can be lenient, because there are, in actual fact, Rishonim who hold that you were Yotzei with Kriyat Shema in shul. So even though we don't follow that and we say that you should repeat Kriyat Shema later, nevertheless, in terms of not starting a meal within half an hour, we can be makel about that b'shat ha'dachak. What about Sfirat HaOmer is concerned? So it would seem in this instance that if you appoint a shomer or something to remind you that you're going to have to count Sfira once it gets dark, then there's room for leniency. So one could set an alarm clock perhaps before Shabbat to go off at the Zman of Seit HaKochavim. So then, you know, you've just started your soup and you know now to count Sfira. Or another thing that I think perhaps would be effective is if you put a Sfira counter on the dining room table, you know, where you're eating your meal, and, you know, on your plate or on where the main course is going to go or something like that. So you'll definitely see it. It will definitely remind you that you've got to count the Omer. That would also be effective within the half hour. Obviously, if you get home from shul, if it's the early part of Sfira and you get home from shul and it's dark already, then you mamash have to count before you sit down to eat. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe Moshe, Chelek, Orachaim, Chelek, Dalet, Simon, Tzadik, Tet, discusses the question, what about a person who always davens 10 o'clock Maariv? So they always daven Maariv at 10 o'clock at night. Are they allowed to eat a meal? They sit down to dinner at 8:30 when it's getting dark, and then to then to count Sfira when they daven Maariv. He says, if you're allowed to eat your meal before davening Maariv, then you're also allowed to eat your meal before counting Sfira. Adkan.